Well,
a funeral, just the ceremony?
No, well, the general terms I've always heard, now, different people call it a wake and this, that, and other. That's more or less before the funeral, maybe the night before, the day before. Mm-hmm. But as a whole, funeral services.
Okay. And the people who are dressed in black at the service, you say they're in?
Mourning.
If somebody were to ask you just on an average day how you were feeling, what would you probably say?
I'd probably say fine.
Or let's say if your children are out late and your wife's getting a little bit excited, you might tell her, well, they'll be home all right, just don't.
Soon. Some people may say directly.
Mm-hmm. Or in other words, if she's getting a little bit excited about it, you might tell her, well, just don't.
Worry.
And sometimes when people get older, their joints get a little bit stiff and aching. You might say they've got a touch of
arthritis. Maybe rheumatism.
This is a disease that you don't hear about too much anymore, but children used to die of it because they got sores in their throat, and couldn't swallow.
Diphtheria. Yeah.
Another disease that some people suffer from causes the skin to turn yellow.
Oh, jaundice.
And if somebody's having a very severe pain in this area, they're probably having an attack of
appendicitis. Now, there's one other old word for jaundice, and some of the older ones used to call it janders. Yellow janders.
But what about if somebody ate something that disagreed with him and it came back up, you'd say he had to
vomit.
You ever heard that called anything else?
Oh, yeah, cruder words, mm-hmm. Puke or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Or throw up.
Throw up.
Something like
that. Common term.
And then somebody who had to do that, you'd say he's sick where?
At his stomach.
Well, what about, if somebody's come to see you and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come again? What might you tell him when he's leaving?
Oh, come to see me again.
Or what about an old friend of yours that you haven't seen in a long time? What might you say to him when you see him for the first time?
Well, hello.
Anything?
It's nice to see you again. Mm-hmm. Or something like that. Express myself in that way. Good to see you again.
Have you ever heard people around here say something like, well, I'm mighty proud to see you?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
But you don't have that expression too much.
Is that right?
You don't use it. As I said, I've always been associated with business people, more or less, mm-hmm. through the time, so that's the most common term that I hear used. Of course, some of the others, I'm sure, use those other terms. But the most that I have heard it expressed as is, I said.
Let's say if a young man is going over to see a young woman fairly regularly and apparently he's getting rather serious about her, how would you describe his activities? You'd say he's
dating
her. Mm-hmm. You ever heard anything else for that? Maybe an older term?
No, I've heard older words, courting,
sparking.
Such like that. Mm-hmm. The word you'd hear most used here would be dating. Mm-hmm.
And you would say that he is her what?
Well, as a whole, you'd say her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. And she would be his
girlfriend.
And if he came home one night and had some lipstick on his collar and his little brother saw that, he might say, aha, I know what you've been doing, you've been...
I don't know. There's so many words you could use there, I guess. But maybe you've been courting.
Courting,
or kissing, or something.
Heard smooching.
Smooching, yeah.